Palmer's Metal Mart, Steel Man of the Game, joins us on the headset. He is Brody Kozlowski, the freshman coming in. Career high 8 points to go along with 3 rebounds. Brody is on headset. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you. How you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thanks for being on. How good did that feel tonight to get some run?
It felt great. It was really fun to be out there with the boys.
First points as a Cougar get scored tonight, and you'll always remember your first points. Right corner, 3-pointer.
Yep, it was amazing.
Tell me how that was setting up for you.
I was just ready, sitting in the corner ready. I knew I was going to shoot it when I got the ball. And when he passed it to me, I just knew it was going to go in.
Well, bro, it's so good to see you get some time. I know what a great shooter you are. Everybody knows what a great shooter you are. You're able to show that a little bit tonight. I know it's probably a little frustrating you wanting to play more, but it must have been fun to get out there and kind of show what you could do a little bit tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I'm always going to be ready on the bench. Whenever Coach calls my name, I'll be ready coming in. It was just super fun to be out there.
But this is a very deep team, and everyone supports everybody on this team. There's a little bit of injury involved, too. Maybe it's a few more minutes out there. But where do you kind of see your role as a true freshman on one of the deeper teams BYU's ever had?
For sure. When Coach calls my name, I'm going to come in, be aggressive, have energy, defend, and then when I get open shots, I'm going to hit them.
BYU tonight hits 15 threes, 15 for 34. And if Kevin Young had his way, I think 15 for 34 might be the line every night. You shoot in the mid-30s in terms of attempts, make a good percentage tonight. That's BYU basketball.
Exactly, yeah.
So this career for you that starts off of an offseason that had you, well, you tell us, physically, how did you feel getting ready for your freshman season?
It was a grind, for sure. College is a different type of level than high school. So coming in, I wasn't as fast. I wasn't as strong as the other teammates. So just coming in, I had to build my strength with Wiz. I had to build my confidence. I had to build my athleticism with everyone else. So it was a work in progress. And now here I am coming out, hitting some shots, and it was super fun.
Did you have an off-floor situation you had to deal with health-wise to build back from? Maybe you could tell folks about that.
Yeah, so I was dealing with a groin issue in the summer, for a month. And that kind of set me back a little bit. And then just dealing with some shin splints as well during that time, but came back stronger, which was helpful with all the staff. So,
Did you have an accident too, like late in your high school year before your that also affected you?
Yeah, it was actually last year. I got in a car crash and broke my collarbone.
So, you've had to deal with you a little bit here, getting ready to be a freshman, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's part of life, though. You got to deal with adversity and just push through it.
And then you've had, in just a few games, I mean, over in your short career, you had a bunch of different kind of coaching figures, I guess you'd say, and Coach Young comes in here. How have you liked Coach Young's approach and working with him?
I think his level to detail. He's super detailed in everything he does, offensively, defensively, and it's super fun to learn from him and grow from him. I think that's the main thing for me is just his experience at the NBA level and bringing it to this college. Atmosphere is amazing.
Chatting with Brody Kozlowski, career high 8 for Brody off the bench. We'll continue our conversation with the Cougs' fine freshman right after this. 103-57 is your final. BYU over FAMU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar postgame live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU 103, Florida A&M 57, our final, the first 100-point game of the Kevin Young era. We're joined courtside, Greg and Mark, by tonight's Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, two-time 6A Player of the Year at Corner Canyon High School in Draper, Utah, Brody Kozlowski. Brody on the headset with us for a couple more moments. All right, so non-conference at 9-2. What do you think of that?
I think that's awesome. I think we could have done a little better on those other games against Ole Miss and Providence, but it's a learning curve for us, and we're going to keep working and put that into conference.
How much do you appreciate the legacy of the Kozlowski family name here at BYU? What does it mean to you?
Oh, it's awesome. With Glenn, my grandpa, Richard, my dad, my mom, it's just the whole legacy is amazing. So super fun to have that and carry that legacy on.
I will tell you this. I was a freshman at BYU in 1984. Okay, BYU happened to win a national championship that year, and Glenn Kozlowski was one of the stars of that team. And I got put into a class as a freshman with Glenn Kozlowski, and I was starstruck for that freshman year. I could not believe that I was in the same class as the Glenn Kozlowski. That's when I first heard the Kozlowski name. And so to come full circle and have nephew Brody here basically on the headset's a pretty cool deal.
It's crazy. Full circle for sure.
Yeah, I think Glenn was the greatest of all time at receiver. I mean, he was so good. I loved watching him play. And I'm the same way as Greg. We need Brody here. This is where he belongs. And, of course, you look like you're going to go to USC. How did it transpire? They got a coaching change. And how did you end up here where, with all due respect, this is where you're supposed to be? And how did that happen?
I think just like the coaches leaving, Kevin Young getting the job, he hit me up right away, so which was super awesome to hear from him. And I loved what he had planned here at BYU, and I wanted to join it.
Okay, so Mom, in addition to being a great star here at BYU, has been a broadcaster for years now, and now she gets to comment on your games.
Yeah.
How much on-air commentary and personal commentary crosses over? Like, does she tell you in person what you might say on the air?
I think so. Sometimes she does, but I think off the air she tells me other stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad my mom didn't get to comment on my games on the TV.
You're proud of her, I'm sure, for what you've done. I mean, as a broadcaster, she's an all-timer.
I'm super proud of her and what she's done and the legacy she's done here at BYU. I'm just trying to carry that for her and keep that Kozlowski name going.
Okay, so now it's an 11-day break before your next game. Your next game is a big one because it's a Big 12 game. It's first of 20. Your thoughts on being in the Big 12 and what's ahead for you guys here in this conference campaign?
Yeah, we just got to lock in, get stronger for sure as a team, get more united, be dialed in on the details, offensively, defensively, so we can know what we need to do against Arizona State. And I think we'll be ready.
How about the holidays themselves here? This is nice because you're from around here, and I know that Coach Young is going to probably after tonight say, guys, get lost for a few days. Enjoy the family. We'll see you back here late next week as you get ready for ASU. What do you guys plan to do for the Christmas?
I'm just chilling. Just chill with some family. Go to with my mom and dad up to their families and everything, their family houses, and do some Santa Claus with their grandparents. So it'll be super fun.
Well, you were lucky, Brody, to have maybe not as many games as usual in December. I know finals happened. How did that go for you, being in college and taking care of finals and playing at the same time?
Still maintaining that 4.0, so it's been nice.
Yeah, that's impressive.
What is going to be
– Greg and I combined were 4.0.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think will be what we say Brody Kozlowski's style is? As you get more minutes and get more time as your career goes along, what kind of player do you think you will end up being or would like to be?
I would love to be like a replica of like Kevin Love, mixture with Luka, with his shooting, and then Kevin Love's just aggressiveness, his rebounding, just his all-around game. So I think that mixture is kind of what my game is.
I can see that.
Yeah, we've got you listed at 6'8", 230 right now. How close to that is to what you are?
Yeah, I'm around there.
Right around there?
Yeah.
Do you? Is that a good weight for you? What were you, like, say, last year of high school, were you at? Do you remember?
I think I was around 220, 215.
So this is a good college weight for you? You think this is kind of what you'd like to be at?
I think around 225, 220 is good. So I've kind of slimmed down. I'm like 225 now, which has been good.
Okay.
More in that playing shape. I think 220 would be, like, around there as well. So,
and how do you feel physically? You talked about the different ailments you had to deal with and work through. How do you feel right now?
I'm feeling great. Yeah,
that's awesome. I will say that this is, like I said, it's one of the deepest teams BYU's ever had, and it's a true thing. You got a lot of talent around you. I mean, your career is all in front of you, and yet there are guys like Trevanell who've been here a while, Foose been here a while, even Richie and Dallin. We think of them as veterans. Just maybe a thought or two about the guys you get to play with this year.
It's an amazing group of guys to learn from all the vets and everything, and then have young talent with Yegor, Cannon, Eli, all those young guys coming in as well. So I think having Kadeem as well, he's going to come in and bring some talent as well. So just that group, we're all dialed in, wanting to win, and so it's been awesome.
Well, it has been awesome. 9-2 is a great 11-game start to this, and many more great nights ahead as we get right into Big 12 play. Brody, great to have you on tonight. Congrats on the first career points. Many more to come for you. Great to see you get the run you did tonight, and we look forward to watching you play the rest of this year and down the line. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Brody Kozlowski.